My name is Jay Dreyer. I live in Austin, Texas, and these are my recollections of my morning of September 11th and the days that followed. I was exiting a subway headed to a 9 a.m. meeting at 60 Wall Street, downtown Manhattan, on the morning of 9/11. I rode this escalator up to street level from the subway headed to my meeting in time to see the second plane flying into the World Trade Center from about 50 yards away. I'm embarrassed to say that I really didn't know the significance of what the World Trade Center was. I was not a New Yorker. I was just there for business and living in San Francisco at the time, where I was the CFO of a software company. But needless to say, that day changed my life forever. After the second plane hit the Trade Center, I started evaluating my options and got my way back to the subway, took the subway uptown about 80 blocks, watching F-15s and emergency vehicles speed all around the area for that entire day. Of course, going to the Metropolitan Museum, thinking that could have been my last day on this earth, I was wanting to see a thing of beauty that I've wanted to visit my entire life but never had the opportunity. But of course, as you would expect, the Metropolitan Museum was locked down tight that day, and you couldn't even sit on the steps in front of it. So I spent that day sitting on a park bench on Fifth Avenue, talking to people that I interacted with who came and went throughout the day. Of course, nothing was happening. Businesses were all closing down, and the city was in a mire of uncertainty. 5 hours later, I got through to my wife on the telephone, who was at her office in San Francisco. And 5 days later, I was able to leave Manhattan and head home to the West Coast. To say that changed me in a lot of different ways is the understatement of the decade. The morning following 9/11, that morning, Wednesday, September the 12th, I was sitting outside my hotel waiting for one of my associates who was going to meet me for breakfast that morning, and who drives up but a Suburban full of firefighters with license plates from another state, a bordering state. And I was reflecting on the fact that they'd been there all night long doing what they could to develop some semblance of control over the site. And as they walked out of the subway into the hotel, I watched the gray ash flying off of their leggings and their shoes left on the sidewalk. And as I looked at that and reflected on what that gray ash consisted of, that was the first time that it really hit me, and I broke down in having seen that sight. It changed my life in many poignant ways. I have a much deeper connection now to the concept of empathy, a much deeper curiosity in people than I ever had previously. And it changed me as well professionally. I'm in a completely different career path. It's something I carry around with me every day. I think there is something to the fact that PTSD can change us in a lot of different ways. And certainly that's the circumstance in my case. So thank you.